message that you finally impart to them is, I see you are not smart enough to figure it out on your own, so listen to me. And the most important thing that happens is you become their guidance, which means their true guidance is set aside. And then you got to always be there with them. You got to go everywhere they go. Esther is sure that if she had been there, that would not have happened. And we are sure that Kate would not have had any fun that day, too.
But I see where that came from, because my mother was guarding me all the time.
Well, you most people, when you look around the world, when you are not consciously aware of who you are and why you've come forth, and you're not consciously aware of your own guidance system, and you're not actively choosing the thoughts that cause alignment, reaching for allowing and aware of resistance, when you're not aware consciously of those laws, but instead you are looking at the circumstances of life, and so you see these things that you want to see and you say, more of those please, and you see those things that you don't want to see and you say, less of those please. We understand when you don't understand the laws of the universe and you're not consciously aware of your own guidance system, we can understand how you would then seek the only other method, which is to attempt to control the conditions, because at least in good conditions you feel good and in bad conditions you feel bad. But it isn't till you fall over on your back on a marble floor that you finally release the need to control the conditions, because you understand you can't control conditions.
Oh, wow. That's
and
great.
So when you finally get it that you can't control any of those conditions and you lose your grip of trying to control the conditions, then you start being the mentor that you were born to be, which is imparting to that child, you can figure it out. I know you can. I trust you. I know you're wise enough. And well-being is the basis of your experience, and well-being will be mostly what you live, you see. When you have imparted to a child how confident you are and how wise you think the child is, and you praise that child every time you see them go into traffic and look both ways, when you see them being responsive and responsible and you amplify your awareness of that, it is so much more causing them to connect to who they are than if you criticize them for the things that they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
When you worry about a child, you serve as a catalyst that amplifies within them a resistance that keeps them from their own guidance. When you are confident relative to a child, and we know sometimes your children, it's easy to worry about your children. We think most people naturally worry about their children, but your inner being doesn't naturally worry about your children or their children. Your inner being believes in the well-being, you see. So
Thank you. You're
not wrong. We do not disagree with you. Bad things happen. And you're not wrong. Kids get run over in traffic. You're not wrong about that. And you're not wrong to not want your precious ones to be one of those that are run over. But we promise you, you're wanting to always guide them to self-sufficiency. You're wanting to guide them to connection with Source. You are not wanting to cause them to let go of their guidance and replace it with you. Because
you're not
nearly as good.
Thank
their you. Guidance is with them always. Their guidance is present within their belly all the time.
Yeah.
Their guidance is always there. They always have that broader view. Always, always, always. So if everything you are doing is working toward helping them be aware of that guidance and praising them when they acknowledge it, then you are setting them on a course that will serve them well. And now they don't have to be frightened children that hide and guard themselves from life. They can get out there in life and live it, you see.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Hello. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. All right. The question is, okay, it doesn't need any kind of introduction at all.
They never do, but we do so like torture.
Nice. Right. When humans thought that our physical world was flat, was it really flat?
Might as well have been.
Right.
It was not. It was not. But your view was not broad enough to see the whole reality of it. And in the same way, you're not really the physical flesh, blood, and bone being that you think you are.
Right.
But your view isn't broad enough to really understand